like to call to order the Legislation Committee meeting for Monday, August 2nd. It's 1:20 p.m. and we have legislators Burton, Burrows, and Alfreda Williams. So we have a quorum and we can proceed. We have three items on the agenda, but nobody's here to talk about them. One is a waiver request for Arts of Vitro to become a consultant to the county, and the other is a waiver request for Kevin Mann, to become a consultant for the county. Third item is appointment of Deborah Stern to the African American Advisory Board. But is anybody going
to... I'm here to talk about that.
What?
Well, I'll talk about that.
All right, let's do that.
You want to win this one after a few minutes, or what?
Well, let's talk about
Deborah Stern. Or Mumbly Peg, we could do that.
Deborah Stern.
We also have the minutes.
We have some minutes, right.
Okay. Ms. Stern appeared before the Subcommittee on Appointments and was received with wild enthusiasm, I think, is the case, and we therefore recommend her appointment.
Yeah, she was excellent. Is there a second?
Second.
Legislative Burrows, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay. Now, is anybody coming to talk to us about these waivers?
Not to my knowledge. I can go see if somebody on budget wants to come speak.
Well, you know, do you think we should vote on these without getting any input from anybody?
Well, I think it's more of a general philosophy. I mean, obviously, I would like the administration and to any degree this board, on whenever we're going to rehire somebody for any length of period of time, the whole reason for letting these people go or take advantage of an early retirement was so that we wouldn't have to spend the money. I understand that maybe Kevin Mann is providing a certain service that we need his expertise on, and it's only for a two-month period. But I think we, as a legislation committee, should be very aware of these kind of people coming before us to the degree we need to approve any of them. So I don't have a problem with waiving it, but again, it's only for 2 months.
And it's $3,000, isn't that number?
It's
$30,000 is the maximum.
Yeah, max.
Yeah, but I think it's only for 2 months, and its total cost, I think, was a lot less.
Yeah, but the max is 30.
Right.
But I absolutely agree that we should not just rubber stamp them because they're appearing, no matter how much we may think of either one of them. I think it's unfortunate that who's ever proposing these has not seen fit to show up.
Are you checking?
Yeah,
in the meantime, we can pick up two other items.
I neglected the Heimerdinger correction.
Yeah, there's a correction to John Heimerdinger's reappointment to the Westchester County Healthcare Corporation Board of Directors. We made a mistake, and it's supposed to expire May 29th, 2015, and not April 27th, 2015.
Well, yeah, let's do it. I move.
I'll second that.
All right, 2 days.
Aye.
Opposed? None?
A month and 2 days.
And then we have flipped through the minutes for July 26th. I have a correction of the minutes.
Oh, what about Deb? Did we do Deborah?
Yeah, we did Deborah.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
What is the correction to the minutes?
The correction is, I think, the minutes should reflect that Legislator Burrows conducted a stellar cross-examination.
I would ask that in the minutes that it just be revised to indicate what Mr. Boland did not think it was a good idea to abolish the ANC. That's not in there.
Okay.
So I'd ask that the minutes reflect that Mr. Bowman did recommend that, or did opine on that.
Any comments or questions?
Strikes me as a relevant point.
I'd
support that as well.
But we have to tell Melanie that.
Ed, let me call you back. Bye. I'd suggest maybe after where it says Mr. Boland recommended that the committee look into Titan, you want to say overall, Mr.
Where's that?
Three quarters of the way or halfway down.
Yeah,
line beginning legislation.
But not that, but opine that the ANC should not be abolished.
Right.
Are you getting that, Betsy? You can give it to Melanie. Thanks. Okay, with that correction, do I have a motion to approve the minutes for July 26th?
So move.
Second? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
It's too bad it'll take Melanie 3 hours to fix those minutes.
Yeah, we did Heimerdinger.
Okay. What do we do with Mann? Are we waiting on that? Or
no, we're waiting for somebody to come up here.
I think we're waiting to see if anybody
tell us
come
what's
up.
Going on.
Ken and Lila are in a meeting, but I just had Diana interrupt them.
But why would they present this?
Well, Ken asked me to put them on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
So this is through...
This is to be consultants to the county, right?
Yes.
This is not coming from the administration?
It is coming from the administration.
It is.
Oh, it is. But nobody's here.
Was this discussed at all in leadership meeting on Thursday?
Yeah. Leadership?
Because I was in Bermuda. I couldn't attend.
Well, hello.
On business, I'm sure.
Of course.
Where were you sent?
Where's Lila?
You know what? I don't even know. Me? My wife made all the plans. I just paid.
You don't know where you went?
I was there for four days.
Were you at Elbow Beach?
No. We were within 10 minutes from the beach. From the airport, I mean.
Oh, I know that.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's actually where Elbow Beach is.
Yeah.
10 minutes from the airport.
What place did you
say?
If I heard it, I would know it. That's it.
That's where I'm going.
It's a very nice place.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Coral Reef.
No, it's Coral, I think. Something Reef.
Ken's going to come down. Reef.
Very nice. For 3 months, it didn't rain in Bermuda for 3 months. It rained every day when I was there. I mean, we had enough sun, but it rained plenty of times.
Oh, no. Don't tell us that.
Listen, the gin is expensive.
I took all the rates, so you're going to have a good time. No problem.
Okay, thank you.
Melody, did you get the revisions that we did to the
Yeah, but he just left me in.
This came up when we spoke to Matt in community service.
Right.
That's where it came up.
Yeah. What?
And he indicated that he had been asked by administration to stay.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that a lot of this had to do with the preparation of the budget.
The budget, yeah. Oh, I think we know. The four of us are there. But I don't think anybody else does.
Yeah. It would be
we
nice
could, we
to
could
have
certainly
somebody.
Report on that, but right. But I think the impetus is coming from the administration through Ken.
Thank you.
Well,
Ken's coming.
That's out. Where it was discussed, was in the community service.
Right. Yeah, we were kicking around after.
You can ask Katie, she's from the administration.
You know, it was funny because Phil Reisman was here during that discussion, and I fully expected to see, I mean, it may come up later, but I expected him to see something about DSS in
was
his column.
For the community service?
Yeah. Well, it was the Fatality Review Board.
He was here? I didn't see him.
I think that was him, with cowboy boots on.
I don't know, I'm looking at his feet.
Katie, Kevin McMahon, do you know what's going on?
I was not advised. I believe Lila now, who's making requests for committees.
No, we didn't make a request.
Yeah, I don't think there was a request to come.
Well, Ken should present it.
Ken can
try and put a phone call in if you'd like.
Well, Ken's coming down anyway. I think it's perfunctory. It's my new adopted word, perfunctory.
Tom said he had problems. But he's not here to articulate them, so I don't know what they are.
I move to adjourn.
Or pass it and get out of here.
Let's pass it and get out. That sounds like a better idea.
Or Tom gets it.
Yeah, right.
That's
how about
I
this? Why don't we pass it to presumptively that if Tom shows up, then it passes, but otherwise we wait for Ken.
That's a little too manipulative. A little too sneaky there.
No, it's not. It's right out front. The press is here. We're cool.
Open meetings rule. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean,
you think procedurally it's a little bit.
I saw Jerry writing a lot of notes when you said that.
Well, you know, we had to wait. We didn't start the meeting this morning of the litigation subcommittee till 10:30.
Because. Oh, really?
Jim and Lyndon were okay. They were here by phone, but they couldn't vote. We needed another voting member.
How is the system working now? Does it?
It worked.
Great.
It finally worked.
The voices.
Worked.
I mean, it's like the voice of God.
Voice of God. Yeah. Well, they're coming from.
But why don't we allow these people who are present to vote? What's the reason for that?
I don't know why.
What?
It has something to do with the open meetings law. Oh. I was told.
I'm sorry. What would be the?
Why
question?
Wouldn't we allow the people who are present, the intercom.
Oh.
Unless somebody is impersonating them.
I think it's a state law that you have to, physically present. And the waiver is the video.
Yeah. Well, that's what John said.
But that person has to be visible at wherever that person is. I once tried at a town board. We put a cardboard, a woman who had a heart attack, she was in bed, and she couldn't come. So I put a cardboard cutout of her in her chair and put her on a speakerphone.
And
she voted. I allowed it. Unfortunately, the attorney didn't allow it. But I thought it was pretty neat. It was before we could get any sort of. But you try.
Stole Pataki's idea.
Yeah.
When Pataki ran for governor, he had a cardboard cut. No, that was Andy O'Rourke, right? Andy O'Rourke had the cutout of Cuomo.
For a debate?
Yeah.
I thought that was
Cuomo wouldn't debate.
That was Pierre Renfrey who did that.
Cuomo wouldn't debate.
Who knows?
Oh, sure. Well, who was? Mickey Kouse was running in the primary against Barbara Boxer for the Democratic nomination, and she wouldn't debate him, so he put a large cardboard box in the other chair. Got limited media coverage.
Who was that, Bill?
Barbara Boxer. Mickey Kouse, he's a left-wing, or a moderate left-wing blogger, siding with Rumford.
Moderate left-wing, that's like an oxymoron.
No, it's not.
No.
Call a neoliberal. Many of us subscribe to that. Scoop Jackson type Democrats.
Hello?
Pete knows them.
Yes.
I guess not. I guess we're zeros. All right. Like we got it. Anybody want to order pizza? Alfredo, what do you want?